Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
State funding potentially available for Campbell County High School next year. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County school leaders announced that funding for renovating or rebuilding Campbell County High School might be included in the legislature's supplemental budget next year. The Gillette News Record reported estimated costs range from $130 million to $165 million. Superintendent Alex Ayers and Associate Superintendent David Bartlett updated the school board about the 53-year-old building status, highlighting recent discussions by the School Facilities Commission. The commission is considering increasing design funds while construction dollars will depend on the most cost-effective remedy determined by MGT Consulting. I think the remedy is coming, Ayers said. Patience, of course, has run its course for all of us, but I would say that our number one priority in terms of facilities in this district is Campbell County High School. Ayers believes a lawsuit the Wyoming Education Association filed against the state in 2022, which the Campbell County School District joined along with a number of other school districts, may have helped with the progress the school's recently seen. The suit alleges that the state hasn't provided Wyoming students with an equal opportunity for quality education and is set to hit court next month. Wyoming revokes licenses of North Korean-linked businesses following FBI alert. Three businesses with suspected ties to North Korea have been dissolved by the Wyoming Secretary of State's office following an FBI investigation. The companies, Culture Box LLC, NextNets LLC, and Blackish Tech LLC, were found to have provided fraudulent information when registering in Wyoming. According to Cowboy State Daily, the FBI believes these businesses were involved in international money laundering to benefit North Korea, violating U.S. sanctions. All three companies' websites have been seized by the FBI. The businesses were registered by Registered Agents, Inc. in Sheridan with Blackish Tech and Culture Box, established in 2022, and NextNets in 2023. The FBI's investigation revealed these LLCs often use stolen identities and are registered through business registry services to conduct illegal activities. Wyoming's lax LLC registration laws have made it a target for such entities. The dissolution comes amid broader efforts to crack down on foreign influence and ensure compliance with U.S. sanctions. Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray emphasized the state's commitment to addressing these issues and proposed further legislative action to prevent similar occurrences in the future. Secretary of State Chuck Gray said in a Tuesday press release, "The communist authoritarian Kim Jong-un regime has no place in Wyoming. Our office worked quickly and expeditiously to begin the administrative dissolution process." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.